Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
And we have another guest in the studio.
We have.
A young man called Danny Arthur.
That's it. Danny, good afternoon, Danny.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the young bit.
Well, you look young from my point of view.
You can't be more than 25.
No, oh, I wish.
Now, you come here. I know you are a leading light at Harwood's.
Leading light. I work in Harwood's, yeah.
You work in Harwood's.
For 22 years now.
Other marine-based hardware stores are available.
They are, yes. but not as good.
Oh. But you've come here to talk about Yarmouth on Ice.
Yeah. Nothing to do with Harwood's at all. Yeah, Yarmouth on Ice, putting an ice rink in Yarmouth Square over the Christmas period.
As you would.
So, now, this is the latest technology in artificial ice, I understand.
It is, yeah. So it's effectively plastic ice with Teflon impregnation, which sounds all very posh.
Sounds
what it
very
basically
posh, yeah.
Boils down to that unless you're a figure skater or an ice hockey player, you wouldn't know the difference.
No, okay. This is a fun ice rink.
Yes, yeah.
And where's it going to go?
So it's in Pier Square in Yarmouth, just outside Gossips and the old Lloyd's Bank and the Beagle Pub.
Yeah.
So we're putting it there. There'll be a marquee over it, so no matter what the weather is.
Oh, great.
It's going to be enclosed. It's undercover. There is seating, so you can watch your friends or your family or your kids on the ice. It's all there. There's plenty of pubs and restaurants to
there are
grab food
there
in.
Are, yes.
You know, all the shops will be open at Christmas. The whole town will be lit up. So you could do your Christmas shopping there as well as go for lunch, evening meal, let your kids on the ice.
And go back, have another go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this has been priced to be attractive to families, isn't it?
Yeah, when we first came up with the idea, we deliberately kept the prices lower than normal on the mainland, shall we say.
Yeah.
We wanted to make it available and affordable for everybody to go on it.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, we've kept the prices, top of my head, I think a child is £4.50 and an adult is £6.50.
Okay, mm-hmm. So if you could, it's not a bad night out or afternoon out if you do.
No, it's good fun. That includes skate hire. There will be some of the push-along penguins you can hold on to.
Yeah.
Everyone seems very excited about those, and we're getting as many as we can off the rink supplier.
Okay.
So they are first come, first serve. But
so how long do you get for your 4.50? Or
so you get half an hour on the ice.
All
so
right.
Not bad going. And as you say, if you do fall over, it's not cold and wet.
It's not cold and wet. After half an hour, your legs will be aching.
Oh, I bet
they will
yeah.
Indeed. But you didn't do this just for fun, did you?
No, it was... my colleague Mandy Miles and I in Crumbs, I think it was February when we reopened after last Christmas. Effectively last Christmas, the whole world got shut down on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And the year before was horrendous for lots and lots of people in lots and lots of ways. And we sort of sat there and thought, wouldn't it be great to do something in Yarmouth to make people smile?
Yeah.
And then jokingly we said, oh, let's put an ice rink in the square.
That's a great idea.
And the next day we thought, that's not really that stupid an idea. Let's see if we can put some legs on it. And we sort of spoke to a few people, looked how much it's going to cost, realised it was astronomically expensive. And then we approached Yarmouth businesses. And it's all funded by Yarmouth businesses.
Brilliant.
So all of the profits from it go to Isle of Wight charities.
Okay, yeah, good, you're going great. To... That's for small charities around here.
Small charities. We haven't decided which charities yet because we want to see how much we have at the end of it. The totals are going up daily. It's amazing, really. It really is amazing. So what we'd love to do is make a difference in an awful lot of people's lives.
Brilliant.
That's good.
You know, from the, you know, we need a roll of felt for the roof of our scout hut to whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, when we've, sort of in January and we've all calmed down, ate too much, drunk too much at Christmas, we'll sit down with the committee and then we'll look at lists of people that will benefit
so
from it.
So when is this likely to start happening?
So it starts on the 11th of December till the 22nd of December.
Oh, so not
and
bad,
we've
yeah.
got late night openings in Yarmouth, and late night skating on the 18th of December, which the Christmas tree in the square will be lit. We've got a carol service with a Salvation Army band.
Oh, wow.
Oh, proper Christmas.
I believe that's from 6 o'clock till 7:30, so bring your voices as well as your skates.
You don't want mine, no.
We've also, on that day, we've got Santa's Come and See Santa in the town hall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on the 22nd, again, is late night opening with Santa in the Grotto.
He's working hard, is Santa.
He is. He's got to earn his money this year.
It's going to be very Christmassy in Yarmouth this year, isn't it,
Jess?
It is. We've got lights going up, trees going up. You know, it lends itself. It's a perfect Christmas village.
Yeah, and it is a nice shape and size, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yarmouth. For exactly that. Set pretty much centrally around that square. It's ideal for that.
And it's a great opportunity for people to discover the little alleys and the sort of streets of Yarmouth, because there's so much in Yarmouth that isn't in the square.
Yeah,
because you know all the businesses have come together for this. You know, it's been amazing. The support we've got is just unbelievable.
So can people buy tickets in advance for this?
So they can, absolutely. They have to buy tickets in advance,
right?
So then again, that's partly due to COVID and money changing hands and the like at the time. So if they go to yarmouthonice.com, mm-hmm. There's a great big button that says book now, and it takes you through a booking site, so you can choose your time of day, your date you'd like, and then you how many children you don't want to take, and then you get an email sent to you. You have a QR, one of these funny little black and white squares, and you just present that, they blip it, and on you go.
What if you haven't got a phone that does blipping?
Print it out.
Fine.
Lovely.
I figure if you can email, you've got a computer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can shop online, but not everybody's got a smartphone.
Yeah, you just print it out. Print out the piece of paper with the QR code on it, and away you go.
And do you sort out your skate hire at that time?
Yeah, the skates are included. There's no extra price for it. So you arrive, show your thing, get your skates on the ice.
Literally good. I like that, yeah. And so it'll be undercover.
Yep.
Open from the hours that whatever you booked, isn't it?
So, yeah, it's slightly different each day. Like I say, we've got the late nights on the 18th and the 22nd. Most days it starts around midday-ish. I think a couple of the days it starts at 10 a.m. But, yeah, if you go to yarmouthonice.com, it's all there.
You can see it all.
Absolutely. You can see the dates and times.
I think that's absolutely a brilliant idea.
Well, it is a fabulous idea. Really looking for... Definitely going to come down and have a look, if nothing else.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, have a look and see what's going on.
There'll be music, there'll be lights.
I'll fall flat on my face.
Yeah, but I've been ice skating for years, but...
it's got to be tested out, so I need to do it.
I don't think you're going to get away with not being out.
No, not hope in hell. I'd love to.
And it'll have to be filmed, I think.
Oh, dear.
I dare say there'll be lots of people with camera phones. Sure you...
Yeah.
So that's good.
So that is... Can you just give us those dates again, please?
So it's the 11th till the 22nd of December.
Mm-hmm.
Late night opening on the 18th and the 22nd of December. And on those two dates, the 18th and the 22nd, Santa will... And Mother Christmas will be in the Grotto.
Wow.
And of course, as you say, there's loads of pubs and restaurants and shops.
Gosh, yeah. It's not just come skate and go home again. It's come and spend a couple of 3 hours. There's shops for really unique Christmas gifts that you can't get anywhere else. There's cafes, there's pubs, there's restaurants, and they're all, again, staying open and doing extra things.
That's good.
Lots of shops are doing special offers for the whole period. So there's... Loads for people to do.
So more details at yarmouthonice.com.
Yarmouthonice.com.
Brilliant idea.
Look it up, book it, and go.
Over a drink in the pub one night.
Yeah. That's the idea. Thank you. Thank you for coming
and
telling us about that.
Thank you for letting me tell everyone about it.
We'll put some details up on our website, on our Facebook page about
a
bit later.
And
link to your website as well.
Great stuff.
So
thank you.
Yarmouthonice.com. A thing to do to have a proper Christmassy, don't you think?
Yep.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.